Hello.
Oh, hi, Frank. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I think you called me yesterday.
Shalette called you yesterday, but
then Shalette, yeah.
Yeah, to call you because you were thinking of doing some Google ads or Facebook ads for your other businesses, right? Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so I looked into it, and they're saying that with, like, supplements and health products and things like that, that Google and Facebook won't do ads for those. Yeah,
okay.
I was trying to find a way to get around it because I know that it would probably help your business a lot, but it's saying that they'll probably deny the ad, and I wouldn't want you to pay us money to run the ads and then, you know, throw the money down the toilet if Google ends up, you know, rejecting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's better for me to, like I did with my power washing about 5 days ago, and like yesterday I just boosted my ad for $5 and $3 to reach people, but I didn't know what I was doing, so I went through the through the thing on the phone, right? It was so easy, but I have done it wrong last time because I paid like 10 or 20. I'm like, that's not a lot of money. It's okay to lose 20, 50 here and there, but I had advertised, I had people check it out, like 157 likes, but I'm like, oh man, but they were all over the states. I can't power wash all over the states. I went and changed that, and I figured it out how to change it on the phone. I guess it was easier than the computer probably, but, you know, I was out and about, so I started playing with the buttons, and I'm like, oh, this is what I got to do. And plus, I picked 18 to 65. You think 18-year-olds want to power wash their home or a 25-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, that's
they
too young.
Care.
Yeah.
They
don't care.
They got to be 40 to, like, whatever, to 70.
They're young enough where if they needed it, they could go to Home Depot and rent the machine and do it themselves. You know, they don't need to hire.
Exactly. Exactly. So then I put it more local, and I started typing DuPage County, and I saw that areas were popping up like Lyle and Willowbrook and this and that. And I said, okay, I'll throw it there. And they said, once we approve your ad, it'll go live in 24 hours. So I guess it might be going live now, today.
Good. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to just get back to you because my department was more to help you out with your health business, with the supplements and all that. And I looked into it. And those are the types of businesses that Google won't run ads for. So I just thought out of respect I'd follow up with you. But I'm so glad that you found a way to get around that with the pressure washing. I think that a couple of revisions that you made are going to help you a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I changed a couple of things yesterday, and I'm like, okay, well, it takes a learning curve sometimes. I'm like, but everything else was there except for I was advertising to the whole United States, which that was wrong.
Yeah, that would eat up your budget
one.
So fast. Yeah, very fast. I get it. And then you can't even help them anyway. So, okay.
Right,
well,
I noticed that somebody checked me out, like in California. I'm like, I'm not going to travel 3,000 miles to do a fire wash for $400.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Exactly. Yeah, unless you wanted them to pay the travel expenses and get a free vacation out of it, but no one's going to do that either.
No, exactly. You know what? I have two more links, and I haven't used them for a while, but ask them about a link for, because this multimillionaire guy, and I know his name, Wesley Virgin. If you Google him, Wesley Virgin, he's on YouTube all over the place. But anyway, he was a poor kid who grew up in the west side of Houston. He moved to Miami. He bought a couple Lamborghinis, and one time, he does a lot of training, you know, for free online. And he said the first three people at the end of the training, I didn't know this was going to happen. So he was living in Miami like about maybe 3 years ago. And I'm doing the training. I'm joining 100 Facebook groups and, you know, every day join like 10, 20 and then start posting. And he taught us the right way so you didn't get banned. You know, you didn't get like, you know, taken off the page because. But anyway, he wired me $50 to my PayPal. Because I
no
was
way.
One of the first three people. Yeah, multimillionaire guy. Google him, Wesley Virgin.
Wow, I just did. That's cool. That's very cool.
I
love
it. He's very energetic. And I said, this is the kind of motivator I need. I don't need these people. Okay, turn the page to page number 50. I don't need that. That's a downer.
Yeah, I agree.
Motivated.
Yeah, you have to have someone that's motivated and has that excitement behind it, too, you know? You can tell when you go anywhere, and you can tell if someone enjoys their job or not, you know? And with someone that's motivational speaker, they have to enjoy their job and be so, you know, kind of bubbly and upbeat about it, you know? So
and that's what I love. And my wife says, yeah, well, then go find Wesley, go to Miami. I was like, baby, see, that's where you're wrong. I said, look, I'm just telling you, what multimillionaire is going to be doing training and just wire 3 or 5 people money? It's not about the money, because it was $50. It could have been $1. The thing is, he paid attention to your PayPal and he actually did what he said.
Yeah.
And he did it in 2 minutes right away, right on the screen. And then I saw my PayPal and I said, wow, thank you. And I texted him back, you know.
Yeah.
It was cool to be on that training. And he's always saying, let's go, you know, screaming like that. You watch his videos,
I'm going to start
he's
watching
like,
him.
Dedicated. Yeah. So he like 2 a.m. But guess what he did lately? I saw Instagram or whatever. He moved to Medellin, Colombia, like 2 years ago.
Really? Wow, that's cool. I wonder what made him move to Colombia.
He probably likes Colombian ladies. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. You know what? I saw that on the 90 Day Fiance. They went over there a couple times, and those women are beautiful over there. Probably a good thing to lure him, you know?
I grew up over there. I grew up in Ecuador.
Oh. Wow, yeah. So you have even more in common. You know, there's an Instagram I follow around here. We're in California, and that guy goes out every, like, 2 or 3 times a week, and he'll just tape, like, $50 or $100 somewhere, like, out in public, and then it's just everybody sees it, and whoever gets there first gets to keep it. But he's getting a lot of, like, likes and follows, and he's growing his page by doing that. So it's kind of smart. You know, he's giving that money away for free. But in the interim, he's getting, like, making money on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram because he's growing his page. So I'm like, that's kind of smart, you know.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, that's what I told my guys. I have 2 guys, a Colombian guy that helps me with pressure wash and a Mexican guy.
Yeah.
So the other day, I take my Mexican guy. He says, I can only help you after 3 p.m. I said, you know, the sun's going down about 6:35 now, so we got to finish 6:30. We can't see anything. He says, yeah, I'll help you power wash. So I said, you know why I'm paying you $50 today and you only worked 1 hour 45? Because it's supposed to be $20 an hour. And I said, you know why I'm paying you extra these 2 days for just an hour and a half? Because it's called investing in myself. Because then when you learn how to wash the cement siding and all that stuff, the next times I can go do something else while you're washing, I already invested in you. So now,
that's,
you know,
smart.
You got extra money, but you're helping my business.
Exactly. Yep. That's smart. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. So you have to be able to do that. I used to have a girl on my team that I did that too. I would always pay her extra, even on deals that she didn't touch. You know, if it was just something that someone else put together, I would still pay her on it because, again, she was my partner and I wanted to incentivize her to work with me, you know, and to stay and be loyal, you know, and she was, so.
Right, that's what I do, you know, like I say, you know what, today you worked 4 hours, we worked at 90 degrees, it's $80, but I'm going to give you 120 because it wasn't about just paying you, you know, to the last penny, you know, what I offered you to pay you, but a little extra because you came out here with me as side effect and the house was big and you were doing all the top stuff while I was on the bottom,
you know, that's nice.
And everything.
Yeah.
So I always give them a little motivate, a little incentive, you know, a little extra cash.
Yep, and it goes
even
a long
though,
way.
Right, even though my guys don't have cars. These guys just got here a few months ago. So I have to pick them up, drop them off, but I don't care because they're learning fast and they're good workers.
Good workers. Yeah, I know. When I had my house remodeled, the contractor guy didn't do anything. He brought in workers with him like that he'd have to pick up and drop off. And boy, were they good workers. I thought, boy, I wish I had their number and just called them directly for stuff because they were such good workers, you know. But I didn't want to do that because my husband knew him. It was his cousin. So I thought, I don't want to, like, kind of go behind his back. But I could see, you know, how those people just really appreciated the work so much, you know. So it was great.
Right, but Tina, then let's talk about this. And why did I mention to you this multimillionaire guy, Wesley Virgin, because he what he sells on Google Ads all the time, and people do Google Ads for him. I think he knows a lot about it, but mostly I guess he hires people, let's say, in Iran, Afghanistan, whatever, you know, some of these IT gurus or whatever, people that know how to mess with their ads, you know, make them really good. So, but anyway,
what does he sell on?
Meditation courses, like Bob Proctor, like some of these people, you know, that are big time gurus, like from Canada. And
really?
Anyway, he sells meditation courses. And he used to do it through ClickBank, but he said ClickBank got crazy after a while. Yeah, they got like 80,000 products, 800,000, whatever. They got great products. But then he went to a store from Germany called Digistore 24.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of it. So anyway,
I haven't.
One morning, I've done my postings just with a link. I didn't even have a domain. I just used my link, do my postings, do a short video. And I woke up to $152 because I sold one of his meditation things. So
that's nice.
I asked him if they can do those Google ads with me for meditation.
Okay, I'll look into that because
he's
doing it, there is a way.
I haven't touched it.
Yeah, let me. I'll look at the guidelines again, and I'll get with that department. And if they say we can do it, I'll call you back and I'll set you up. And just to let you know how our Google ads work. Is our minimum requirement is 300 a month, and they would take that 300 and set like a $9 a day cap so that the, you know, that budget would stretch throughout the whole month. And then each morning those ads would go up in all the designated areas, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it.
Yeah, and for mine, I will tell you, Tina, for mine, I will tell you, to maybe please only condense it to like English-speaking countries. I concentrate more like United States, Canada, England, New Zealand, I think they speak English, and somewhere else, some other area.
Oh, yeah. We only do Google ads in the United States. We're not international. We used to be in United States and Canada, but now we're just in the United States because in Canada, the dollar is different. They have their own Canadian, you know, dollars.
Yeah.
And then what
yeah.
happens is, you know, the pay-per-click rates get all messed up if someone's paying us U.S. dollars and then they're charging in Canadian, you know. So it gets a little bit sticky. So we don't really do anywhere else other than just the U.S. But I'll look into it for you, Frank. I enjoyed talking to you, and you have such a good business mind. And I'll send you an email if I find a company that can do the Google ads internationally for you. You know, absolutely, I'll send them your way, and then, you know, maybe you can get that going, okay?
I mean, yeah, Tina, I mean, no, I don't care about internationally. I want to focus just on the U.S., really. I was just telling you that.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, you didn't want me to run... Yeah,
no,
I see what
really.
You mean.
I just wanted
you
to
said
the US
English
because,
speaking. Okay.
Yeah. I did say that, but it's okay if you can just do it in the U.S., just find out.
So it's Wesley Virgin's course that you're selling, and you're kind of like a distributor for it, or how did you make $150-something dollars on it? It's
because
you have like a membership with him?
No, because what you do is you can do this with anybody online pretty much that has any products, digital or physical products, even on Amazon. All you have to do is become an affiliate. And so when you're an affiliate, you're just pretty much copying and pasting a link that your link, when you make a sale, they know your link.
Yeah.
So it's tied to you, right? So they know who to pay the commission to.
Wow, that's cool. And it was your link that they clicked on, and that's why you got paid. Very cool. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. I'll be getting back to you then. I'll look into it, and if we can do it, you know, U.S.-based or U.S.-wide, then I'll call you back, and we'll put something together for you, okay?
Okay, thank you, Tina. Appreciate
it. Oh, you're welcome. I'm excited. I like talking to you. So if you need anything, my extension is at 777, but I'll also, like I said, follow up with
that's
you once I get
the number.
I know. That's why I tell people.
So I love that number.
Oh, good. Yeah, you'll remember. Anytime you call in and you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Right.
So
you're welcome.
What's going on with my Google business profile?
I saw that. I saw that Shalette was dealing with that as of yesterday, right?
Okay.
It was about the Google.
Yeah,
so she's on top of it. I'll find out about that, but I'll also find out about the Google ads for the meditation course.
Yeah, because tell them that through Wesley Virgin, Also, mm-hmm. you can Google or look on Facebook this lady's name, and she was not making it hardly in New York City. Now she's a millionaire because she started helping Wesley, and she works directly for him, for his office, you know.
Wow.
Done for you system. But anyway, her name is Ariella. Ariella,
okay.
With two L's, Iorio, like I-O-R-I-O.
Uh-huh.
And she works directly for him. And the first 2 years, I think she already bought her, what was that car, those cars? Not Lamborghini, not Bentley, another car. But anyway, the real cool
Maserati?
Car. Maserati. She's got
it was, okay.
She, uh-huh. she moved to Miami, and she took her mother all over the place on trips.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I love
but
that.
But it all started because she met Wesley and started doing exactly what he told her. You got to start doing meditations, visualizations every day. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. Well, I'm going to start following him. I found him, so I'm going to start following him, and then I'll be getting back to you within the next day or so, okay?
Okay. Thank you, because tell him that he does Google Ads all the time, and I never heard that they banned him. He's got Google Ads out there all the time. He makes like $30,000 a day.
Wow.
Sometimes
he must have a huge budget on his ads too, though. You know what I mean? He probably spends,
yeah,
you know.
But he suggested to us like at least 25 a day. If you can't afford more than a week, just go at least a week for 25 a day, he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So he's talking about upping the budget rather than you doing like a $9 a day budget, do like a $25 a day budget, right?
Yeah. But if I did that, I would tell you stop it and let me see. Two times seven, 14, like 140, like I would do yours. I don't care if it's nine a day, but in a month, you should reach somebody. You should make sales.
Yeah, that's why I always say, you know, you have to be able to crawl before you can walk, because some people do that, Frank. They'll come in and they'll say, hey, I want to give you $2,000. I want to give you $5,000 and just start running ads.
No.
And I tell them, you know, if you want to spend that much, I'll take it, obviously, but why not crawl before you can walk and start out with the 300, get your phone ringing, you know, make a return on that. And then based on that, you can start growing it. You know what I mean?
And I can wait. You know, I've been through a lot of stuff. I lost thousands of dollars. I've been through a lot of stuff, you know, learning online. So I'm patient. I'm more patient than the average Joe that's just started. Oh, yeah, I want to make $1,000 overnight right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's, because you know, like, all those good things, they take time. You have to start somewhere and start building on it, you know? Yeah. Well, here's what they were saying about the other links that you sent us, is that some advertisers like online pharmacies and health insurance providers, those types of ads, if they're for healthcare products online, they would get rejected. So that's not saying that a meditation would, right? And then it says Google restricts the promotion of certain healthcare related content, including prescription drugs, over-the-counter medications, and unapproved pharmaceuticals such as supplements. So
how I found them is that they've been in business since like 2012 or 16, but how I found them, I think it's through a Facebook ad, actually.
Yeah. You know, we used to have some friends of mine that were doing our program for Herbalife, and that was kind of like a multi-marketing. And they did very well with it, but they were just doing the local SEO package, which is like what you have for the pressure washing. So what they did is they owned like little, you know, businesses throughout the area that were health clubs, and they would invite people to the health club to come taste the shakes and the supplements and things like
that. That's different because you're showing your face and everything. We're here.
Exactly.
They're not going to meet
the
owner.
Here you just want someone to click on the affiliate link, and then you hope that if you throw enough toilet paper up there, something's going to stick, right?
they buy online, right, and it gets delivered to their house, right, just like you buy on Amazon, anything else.
Yep. Okay, I'll look into it for you, and I'll get back to you as soon as I get the answer, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Tina. I appreciate your help.
I appreciate you as well. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.